On some occasions, Jesus' teaching put together wit and parable with disorientating, even devastating effect. And to understand what he's trying to say, you have to remember the parables are not about morality. They're not about justice. They're about asking, do you have the eyes to see? Do you have the ears to hear? The so-called parable of the talents uses exorbitant amounts of cash to do that. A property-owning master is said to be setting off on a long journey. Whilst he's away, he entrusts three slaves with three sums of money. To the first he gives 5 talents, to another 2, and to the last 1. The first slave invests the money so that when the master returns, he has 10 fabulous talents to offer back. He's declared good and faithful. The second one acts likewise and returns 4. He too is praised. But the last one falls into a panic. He buries the 1 talent and so only has 1 to give back. He's made nothing. The master condemns him fiercely and sends him to a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus says, "For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." In my experience, Christians panic at this point. Read as a moral tale, it sounds like free market economics gone mad, as if Mrs. Thatcher took Jesus as her guru. I've heard all sorts of interpretations that try to ease the discomfort and whittle away the transformative impact of the parable. Do you have the eyes to see? Do you have the ears to hear? We're supposed to side with the last slave and feel sorry for him. We're supposed to interpolate a 4th slave who rejects financial investments. It's about taking risks or not passing the buck. We're supposed to learn something about trust. But perhaps it's not really about money at all, but a wealth that materialism can't envisage, and that morality and social justice can't see either. If that kind of wealth is buried, pickled in rarefied traditions and understandings, you might say, then it will be taken away. The vision will die. But if that wealth is invested by staking your life on it, then its abundance will yield way more. Jesus indicated on many occasions that he was indifferent to money. He certainly wasn't interested in growth rates, because instead he was immersed in a spiritual economy. He had the eyes that could see. He has the ears that could hear. In that kingdom, it's a truth that for those who have, what they have can only grow and develop, becoming an abundance.